for many students, this is the last week of summer break. That means back to school and back to taking standardized tests. You're probably familiar with the debate. Some parents and advocates of this so-called opt-out movement say there are too many tests, and every year hundreds of thousands of students do opt out of statewide testing. The Department of Education says that's a bad idea, that testing is an important measure of student learning. Well, here's just one parent's story from Rowan Moore Garrity at WLRN in Miami.
Meet Nicole Poulin.
The kids are stressed out.
She's more than familiar with testing in Florida. She used to be a public school math teacher here in Broward County. Now she teaches at a local private school, but her 8-year-old son, Elliot, just finished the year at Pembroke Lakes Elementary, just north of Miami.
Kids are coming home crying every day because they're failing these practice assessments.
Poulin says she thinks students are spending way too much time on test prep and testing. So she didn't want her son to take the state tests at all.
And they're being told you're going to fail third grade if you don't pass this test.
Poulin's done her homework, and she knew there were other ways for Elliot to make it to fourth grade. So she took him out to breakfast instead.
I don't have a straw.
She says she wanted Elliot to read a book or do something on his own during testing. But when she heard back from the school, that wasn't an option. An email from the principal said Elliot would have to sit for the entire test.
So I responded back with, what you're telling me is that he's going to have to sit and stare at the wall for 80 minutes. She didn't respond to that at all.
The rules on standardized testing start with the federal government. The Department of Education says standardized tests are an important measure of student learning. So states are required to test at least 95% of students every year to get federal funding.
Funding for free and reduced meals. Funding for special education students.
Daniel Gohl is chief academic officer for Broward County Public Schools, where Elliot is a student.
Funding for English language learner students.
Gohl says parents who opt their kids out of state tests are asking school districts to do the impossible.
There are hundreds of millions of dollars in Broward County that, should we be found not in compliance with federal law, would be withheld from us.
In practice, though, it hasn't worked that way. California, Colorado, and a half dozen other states with large opt-out movements fell below that 95% threshold last year, and they still got federal money. In Florida, tests affect everything from whether third graders like Elliot pass into fourth grade and high schoolers get to graduate, to how much teachers get paid.
What can a compassionate school district do?
Carol Burris, who runs a national advocacy group called Network for Public Education, points out that many of those high stakes are reforms introduced since No Child Left Behind. It's those recent reforms, she says, many opt-out parents object to.
If you go back, 15 years where you had state tests in fourth grade or in eighth grade, you didn't see this rebellion against testing.
Burris is a former principal who now advocates against high-stakes testing. And she says even though schools and school districts don't write the rules for state tests,
this has been the only way that parents have had to wave their hands in the air and say, hey, you got to listen to us. Enough's enough.
In some places, that pressure seems to be working. Opt-out parents have helped spur policy changes in Minnesota and New York State, where 1 out of 5 students opted out of tests last year, and in Florida, too. Elliot's mom, Nicole Poulin, says those changes don't go nearly far enough. Until they do, she says opt-out parents aren't going anywhere. For NPR News, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity.